Sir Prabhupada, you and Mridanga.
This Mridanga, you mean?
Yeah, this Mridanga, and you're playing Mridanga. You're connected with Prabhupada somewhere.
I don't know what you mean exactly.
Something, some words. Yeah, about this Mridanga, how you got it.
Well, that Mridanga was given to me by the man in the picture, the devotee, Nalini Kanta.
Uh-huh.
So he's sitting there with Prabhupada while he's playing the drum.
Uh-huh.
And so he gave me that drum so many years ago. And I kept it for so long.
Why? One of the reasons that you play very nice Mridanga?
I don't know. I learned from Jayananda.
All right.
To play Mridanga.
But you played well. I was watching that.
Thank you.
Did Jayananda play nice Mridanga?
Well, he played. He played good. I mean, not spec, simple. You know, same stuff. But I just went in the kirtan party, and I would just do whatever he did, and then maybe I learned more or something. But I think the science of kirtan is like the science of Krishna consciousness. You have to be aware of what's going on, and you have to be in tune with whoever else is playing. Not that I always want to be in the center.
You know,
just like we want to be Krishna's servant. So when you're chanting the holy name, you want to be the servant of the holy name and make the holy name sweet. As if we can make it sweet, it's sweet in itself, but just like when we decorate the deity, we the love that we give is the decoration. The jewels are, you know, they hardly, the Krishna enhances the beauty of the jewels, but it also that devotion. So the same thing with playing the instruments.
So, thank you very much.